Jahangir has mentioned in his memoirs his 12 ordinances which he issued over his accession to be observed by his people throughout his dominions. He forbade the levy of duties under the name of Tamga and Mir Behri and all those taxes which the Jagirdars used to extract in every Suba for their own benefit. As theft and robbery was very common on highways, he ordered the Jagirdars of the neighborhood to build sarais or mosques on roadside. They were also directed to dig wells for the promotion of agriculture and inhabitation of the people. In case these secluded areas fell near the Khalsa land, it was the responsibility of the government to carry out all provisions for the good of the people. Free inheritance of the property of the deceased person was enforced. If someone died without heir, a government officer was appointed to look after his property and to spend the same according to the canon of Islam for the good of the people. The government officials were forbidden to open the bundles of the merchants without their consent. He forbade the use of wine and all sorts of intoxicating liquor, whereas he himself used to sip wine daily. No one was permitted to live in the dwellings of any person without his consent. Cutting the limbs was also prohibited in the reign of Jahangir. Jagirdars and government land officers were not allowed to take the lands of the people by force for their own cultivation. Hospitals were ordered to be built in big cities and efficient doctors were appointed in their hospitals for the treatment of the ailing people. Following in the footsteps of his father, Jahangir prohibited slaughter of animals on Thursday, the day of his accession, and Sunday, the birthday of his father. Jahangir, like his father, ordered his subjects to pay respects to Sunday, the day of creation. The killing of animals was interdicted on this day. He confirmed the jagirs and mansabs issued by his father. Promotions were awarded to the able and efficient mansabdars. The Ames or Madademash lands were to be confirmed throughout the empire. The post of Sadr was given to an efficient Sayyid and he was required to look after the poor and the needy. All such prisoners as were locked up since long were ordered to be set free. The 12 ordinances of Jahangir indicated that he wanted to rule over people in proper way, having all sympathy towards his subjects. There is one more definition that is found for Dastur ul Amal. That is that Akbar appointed Karuris, who were the officers for assessment and collection of tax all over North India. Under this system, the land was measured and according to the productivity and price prevailing in the area, the revenue known as Dastur ul Amal was fixed. All the revenue collection was done in cash and this system was prevalent in Delhi, Allahabad, Awadh, Agra, Lahore and Multan. Thank you.